Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Tanisha, T-A-N-I-S-H-A, Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Tanisha Smith is a 51-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3-8-17 and 9-15-22. Appeared in the first event, she fell down stairs and believes she injured both knees as a result. Appeared she did go to Robert Wood Johnson Emergency Room the same day. Appeared she also relates on 9-15-22, she fell down steps when that she was descending outside of her house. Appeared she claims her foot gave out and led to surgeries on the knees and feet. Period. As a result of these incidents, she believes she injured her right foot and ankle, comma, both knees, comma, and her left foot. Period. She had surgery for torn peroneal tendons and ligaments and torn meniscus and MCL in the knee. Period. She underwent 4 surgeries in total. Period. She has not had any further treatment for her foot, but did have injections in her knees from Rothman Orthopedics as recently as April 2023. These began in 2019. Period. New paragraph. As per the records provided, a first report of injury was completed with respect to the 3-8-17 event. Period. The petitioner reported she was on the steps of the administration building. Period. She was walking down the steps to go to lunch when she injured her right ankle. Period. Medical records show she was seen at Robert Wood Johnson Occupational Health that same day. Period. She was diagnosed with right ankle pain and sprain, for which she was placed in an air cast and on crutches. Period. She was instructed to use naproxen. Period. She followed up here and had diagnostic testing. Period. X-rays of the right ankle on 3-8-17 showed no fracture. Period. There was soft tissue swelling overlying the lateral malleolus. Period. She had an MRI of the right ankle on 3-17-17 that found anterior talofibular and calcaneofibular ligament tears, semicolon minimal posterior tibialis tenosynovitis. Period. She had a repeat MRI of the ankle on 5-3-17. Period. There was prominent subcutaneous fat suggesting a non-encapsulated lipoma corresponding to the area of palpable concern, semicolon, acute on chronic medial bundle plantar fasciitis, semicolon, healed lateral ankle ligaments, semicolon, tiny subcortical cystic lesion in the lateral talar dome with overlying cartilage fissuring, comma, no unstable osteochondral lesion. Period. On 6-22-17, she underwent surgery by Dr. Zach, Z-A-K. Period. This involved right peroneal tenosynovectomy and repair of right peroneal longus tendon rupture with fiber wire. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right peroneal tendon split tear with tenosynovitis. Period. She followed up postoperatively with another podiatrist named Dr. Beitz, B-E-I-G-H-T-S. Period. At that juncture, he believed she had exhausted her conservative care and surgical intervention was appropriate. Period. On 1-18-18, she followed up with Dr. Beitz. Period. He noted performing surgery on 1-10-18 with arthroscopy and extensive debridement of the anterior talar fibular ligament repair. Period. He monitored her progress post-operatively. Period. on the visit of 2218. She was prescribed a pneumatic boot and was ambulatory, but has weakness, instability, and or fracture in her right lower extremity, which requires stabilization. Period. On 3/22/18, he reviewed her MRI results. Period. He diagnosed peroneal tendonitis of the right lower leg, comma, right ankle instability, comma, and Achilles tendonitis of the right lower extremity. Period. On 4/12/18, she was 8 days, status post percutaneous implantation of allograft for her right lower extremity. Period. She was referred for physical therapy and could start weaning her cam boot. Period. On 5/17/18, she had ongoing pain in the back of her ankle. Period. She attempted to drive and was unable to as a result of a burning pain and severe swelling when the leg is placed in a dependent position for too long. Period. She brought in photos saying the anterior ankle is feeling fine. Period. The medial ankle feels fine, but the posterior ankle is restricting her physical activity level. Period. Dr. Bates opined she had exhausted conservative care for the posterior ankle and the peroneal tendons at this point. Period. She remained under his care, and on 7/19/18 had a preoperative evaluation. Period. Dr. Bates learned she had been to the Rothman Institute, where she underwent an independent medical evaluation. Period. On 8/8/18, she underwent right ankle arthroscopy to be inserted here. Period. She followed up on 8/16/18 after a peroneal tenolysis procedure of the right lower extremity. Period. On 10/4/18, she was again referred for physical therapy and weaned out of her cam boot. Period. Anticipated achieving maximum medical improvement in 2 weeks. Period. He was going to get an FCE at that time, as she is likely to have some residual deficit, which could be permanent. Period. She did see Dr. Bates again on 11/1/18, having undergone the FCE. Period. She reported her pain was tolerable that day. Period. She's using normal sneakers. Period. She walked into the office today under her own power. Period. When she went to the Rothman Institute for treatment of her right knee as a result of a Baker cyst discovered at her last visit. Period. She did receive a steroid injection for osteoarthritis with some improvement. Period. Dr. Bite wanted her to use a compression sock for edema control. Period. She had reached maximum medical improvement and was discharged with permanent restrictions. Period. There were multiple restrictions from the FCE, including light duty with occasional 11 to 20 pound lifting and carrying, with frequent 1 to 10 pound lifting and carrying, comma, and constant negligible lifting and carrying. Period. On 8/29/19, x-rays were done. Here they showed tibio-talar joint space appeared congruent with no medial or lateral shift. Here there is very mild soft tissue edema in the peroneal tendons themselves. Here there is significant soft tissue edema around the peroneal tendons and the subcutaneous tissue, but no other pertinent findings. Period. She did accept a cortisone injection under ultrasound and guidance, on 10/31/19 into the right peroneal tendons, period. However, on 11/14/19, she reported her pain had completely returned after her pain had completely returned without even a single day of relief from the injection, period. She was advised that shock therapy was denied, period. He also gave further comments that will be inserted as marked on this page at the end, period. New paragraph. The following reports should be inserted where they go chronologically. Period. The first is an MRI of the ankle on 3/9/18. Period. We have to find the second page of the report, which lists the impressions. Period. On 4/4/18, Dr. Bates performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She was seen by Dr. Pedowitz, P-E-D-O-W-I-T-Z, on 6/25/18. Period. His diagnosis was right peroneal tendinitis. Period. She had another surgery on 8/8/18 by Dr. Bates to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She was seen at Rothman by Dr. Franks on 10/19/18 for her right knee. Period. She indicated in March 2017 she had a fall and injured her ankle. Period. She has been in and out of the boot and in and out of an assisted walking device. Period. She does not have any locking, catching, or buckling. Period. The pain got so bad last week that she went to the emergency room. Period. X-rays of the knee showed bilateral osteoarthritis with associated chondrocalcinosis, but no acute bony pathology. Period. His diagnoses were chondromalacia and primary osteoarthritis. Period. Corticosteroid injection was given to the right knee. Period. On 12/31/18, Dr. Franks performed a cortisone injection to the left knee. Period. She was then seen within the same practice on 1/3/19 by Dr. Karanjaya, K-A-R-A-N-J-I-A, for right foot and ankle pain. Period. X-rays were done, demonstrating no signs of fracture or osseous abnormality. Period. There is excessive pronation noted with stance. Period. With an increase in the calcaneal angle and decrease in the calcaneal inclination angle. Period. Diagnoses were right foot, excessive pronation with peroneal tendinitis and multiple surgical repairs. Period. On 2/5/19, Dr. Karanjaya was dispensed orthotics. Period. New paragraph. On 2/21/19, she was seen at Rothman Urgent Care by physician assistant Frank, complaining of low back pain for 3 days, with no known history of acute trauma. Period. She did have occasional little pains in the past. Period. She is unsure if it is from a fall that she sustained in 2017, or if it is the fact that she is working a lot in a sedentary fashion. Period. X-rays revealed degenerative changes, but no fractures or spondylolisthesis. Period. She was given diagnosis of unspecified low back pain and radiculopathy, for which she was placed on a Medrol dose pack and cyclobenzaprine. Period. She saw Dr. Karanjaya again on 2/26/19. Period. She was advised to continue ambulating in the orthotics and make sure she buys a shoe or sneaker with a stiff shank and supportive medial and lateral counter. Period. She can increase the activity level as tolerated and will be reevaluated as needed. Period. she was to return to see him on an as-needed basis. Period, new paragraph. Ms. Smith was seen by Dr. Franks, F-R-A-N-K-S, on 3-1-19 for both knees. Appeared she was doing very well with no complaints. Appeared she had done fine in physical therapy and the cortisone shot had helped her. Appeared his diagnoses were primary osteoarthritis of both knees and chondromalacia of both knees with bilateral knee degenerative joint disease. Period. New paragraph. She was then seen by physiatrist Dr. Conliffe, C-O-N-L-A-F-F-E, on 3-21-19. Complained of low back pain into the left leg with numbness. Period. She related the original mechanism of injury and her course of treatment to date. Period. X-rays that day showed a mildly increased lumbar lordosis with no scoliosis. Period. She did have loss of disc height at L5-S1. Period. He diagnosed probable lumbar disc herniation and left sciatica. Period. He started her on Duexis and physical therapy. New paragraph on 3-6-20. She was seen by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, for bilateral corticosteroid injections to the knees. Period. She continues to be seen by the various practitioners at Rothman. Period. On 9-20-19, she presented to Dr. Franks to initiate a series of Orthovisc injections to both knees. Period. Her third such injection was given on 10-11-19. Period. New paragraph. On 6-10-21, she was again seen at Rothman Urgent Care, stating she hit her foot on the corner of a wall a week ago and has fifth pain toe. Appears she has been wearing a slide shoe, which is stiff and gives her some support, and using over-the-counter anti-inflammatories with little relief. Period x-ray showed evidence of a possible non-displaced fracture at the proximal phalanx of the fifth toe. Period. She was placed in a post-op shoe for immobilization and support. Period. She was offered crutches but declined. Period. She was prescribed ibuprofen. Period. He wrote she was not in need of a work note as she works from home. Period. She continued to see Dr. Karen Jaya on 7-19-21 relative to a non-displaced fracture of the proximal phalanx of the right lesser toe. Period. On the visit of 10-3-22, corticosteroid injections were given to both knees. Period. She was seen at urgent care again on 10-18-21 by Mr. Mamano, M-A-M-M-A-N-O. Period. She complained of right hand and wrist pain for several weeks without injury or trauma. Period. She complains of numbness and tingling and occasional burning in the median distribution of her right hand and wrist. Period. She does a significant amount of typing on a computer daily. Period. X-rays showed no fractures. Period. Joint spaces were well preserved and soft tissue structures appeared to be normal. Period. He placed her in a night splint. Period. She then saw hand specialist Dr. Matson, M-A-T-Z-O-N, on 10-28-21. Period. On this visit, she denied any numbness. Period. He recommended observation as her symptoms seemed different than when she was seen in urgent care. Period. She returned to urgent care again on 9-15-22 and saw a physician assistant. Period. Those findings will be inserted as marked from that first page. Period. She was seen on 9/21/22 for a mold custom Arizona type ankle foot orthosis. Period. New paragraph. She participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 10/30/18. Period. She was deemed capable of light physical demand level work. Period. She was deemed able to stand for 1 to 3 hours in an 8-hour day, comma, walk 3 to 5 hours, comma, and drive 3 to 5 hours. Period. She did have limitations on squatting and crawling about the knees. Period. Ms. Smith had an MRI on 11/25/19 to be inserted. Period. On 10/1/22, she had an MRI of the left knee to be inserted. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed swelling of the right ankle with a healed oblique scar along its lateral aspect. Period. There was no atrophy or effusions. Period. Left knee motion was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for left extensor hallucis longus and 4+ for left plantar flexor strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She was tender to palpation about the right lateral ankle, comma, right lateral knee, comma, and the left lateral ankle. Period. Modified provocative knee maneuvers were unrevealing. Period. Feet and ankle maneuvers will be inserted as normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She was able to stand on her heels and toes. Period. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. Tanisha Smith alleges to have first been injured at work on 3/8/17 when she fell down a set of stairs. Period. She had an extensive course of treatment for that, including surgeries that will be inserted here. Period. She also claims to have been injured again on 9/15/22 when she fell down steps at her home. Period. She had additional treatment. And if there was another surgery, insert that here. Period. Eventually, she had an FCE that deemed she was capable of working in the light physical demand level. Period. New paragraph of the current exam. She had healed surgical scarring and swelling about the right lateral ankle. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. She could stand on her heels and toes. Period. She walked without antalgia or an assistive device. Period. There was full range of motion of the knees, but crepitus on the left. Period. Modified provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative. Period. These accounted for her markedly obese, extremely obese body habitus. Period. New paragraph. With respect to the right ankle, right foot, there was 10% permanent partial disability. Period. At the left foot, there is 5% permanent partial disability. Period. At the lower back, there is 0% permanent partial total disability. Period. At the left leg and knee, there is 2.5% permanent partial disability. Period. Obviously, the fall that occurred outside of her home on 9/15/22 contributed to some of these impairments. Period. End.